So, what does Zipporah really do? She circumcises the son. Why is this circumcision so critical? Because it is the Abrahamic covenant. It's a way to connect yourself to Abrahamic covenant. You cannot be going to implement the Abrahamic covenant and you're not even a part of it. How do you prove it? You get circumcised yourself, like Abraham got circumcised himself, got Ishmael to also be circumcised, and got later every 8th day of a child, if he is a boy, circumcision will happen. But it sounds like with Moses being in a strange tribe away from his people, maybe frustrated, disappointed with having left Pharaoh's throne place, palace, maybe there are a few things he felt he doesn't have to do. One of which was when he got sons, he did not circumcise them, therefore breaking the requirement for a Jewish child. And God is so unhappy with him. So, but then Zipporah realized, you know, I've always known there's something this friend of mine has not done. God is unhappy with him on it. So she quickly does what needed to be done. And in the process, she saves Moses. I think it's good to have a wife like that, who will know what you have failed in and assist you out of it, instead of leaving you to die in your sin. So when your wife stands ground to face you and tell you you can't do that, it's evil, it's against God's word, you should love her more, not less. When your husband stands ground to help you to come back into line of obedience to God, you need to see her as a friend, not an enemy.